Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're looking into something really quite disturbing. It's a cold case, really, from the 1960s music world.
That's right.
We've gathered sources, articles, some rare interviews, official documents too, painting this chilling picture of a band called The Dinos. Mm. Now, these weren't just any musicians. They were quadruplet brothers. Their rise was, well, meteoric.
Astonishingly fast.
But their decline was just as abrupt, and it got increasingly weird, frankly. Yeah. Tragic, too.
Yeah.
So our mission today is really to lay out the documented facts, like a forensic investigation, you know, see what patterns emerge, if any.
Exactly. We're treating the Dinos story less like a typical band biography and more like a sequence of, well, unsettling events, events that really don't have easy answers.
Right.
Our job is to sift through what's actually recorded, the facts, the strange choices they made, the disappearances. Mm-hmm. We're not here to just wildly speculate, but to look at the timeline, connect the dots where we can, even if it leads somewhere uncomfortable. And it often does.
It really does. Okay, yeah. So let's go back. 1958. That's where it all started.
The beginning.
You've got these four brothers, Dick, Nick, Rick, and Cletus Overstreet. Quadruplets, forming a band.
Just that concept alone. Quadruplets in the late 50s. That's instant fascination, isn't it?
Absolutely. A huge hook. And their start wasn't slow. It was explosive. They hit the charts almost right away.
And that's interesting from a cultural angle. That built-in appeal, the novelty factor in the music scene back then,
set them apart immediately.
Completely. They weren't just another band. They were a phenomenon, a curiosity almost. Mm-hmm. This unique setup, this otherness. It was part of their brand from day one.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of primed them for the spotlight, maybe even for pushing boundaries,
yeah.
You know, right from the get-go.
Yeah, you can see that. And their big mainstream break, that came in 1962. The single, Why Do Clouds Cry, just shot up the charts.
Number one.
Right. And the momentum just kept going. Their debut album, I Love Sugar Daddies, another huge success.
Little Cats.
But it wasn't just the music. By the late 60s, they were getting known for something else entirely. The sources call them crazy music videos.
Yeah, that phrase comes up a lot.
They weren't just putting out songs. They were creating these visual things that really pushed what people expected from a music video back then.
And that taps into the era, doesn't it? The 60s were all about experimentation. Music videos were just starting to become this art form you could really mess with.
Untapped potential.
Exactly. And the Dinos clearly grabbed onto that. Their ambition wasn't just sonic, it was visual. They wanted to create an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And this drive, this constant need to be unconventional, to escalate the visuals, it makes you wonder, how did that blur the line between art and, well, extreme risk?
That's the core question, isn't it?
Yeah. Did it lead them down these incredibly dangerous paths? Was it ambition?
Yeah.
Or something else driving them? Desperation, maybe?
And that question takes us right to the first major documented incident, 1969. This is where the line didn't just blur, it completely vanished.
Right.
The setting, according to everything we found, it's just staggering. They were filming a music video during an active battle in the Vietnam War.
Let that sink in. Not near a war zone, not post-conflict, during active combat.
I mean, the sheer audacity, forget audacity, the danger. What possible reason could justify that for a music video?
It's almost impossible to comprehend, isn't it? Trying to create art or whatever they thought they were doing amidst that kind of chaos and violence.
Mm-hmm.
The sources are clear. It was an active combat situation. The risk wasn't just high, it was almost suicidal.
Yeah.
It points to either this extreme, almost fanatical artistic devotion, or maybe a complete break from reality, Or perhaps they needed a statement so shocking it would eclipse everything else.
And the price was paid immediately, and it was horrific. The specific event involved Nick Overstreet.
Mm-hmm.
The documents state very clearly, very coldly, he died trying to hug an enemy soldier.
Trying to hug an enemy soldier.
In the middle of a firefight.
It's surreal. It's not rumor. It's there in the records. A documented fact. That specific action, it just adds this layer of bizarre tragedy. It defies any logical understanding of how you'd act in a war zone.
Completely.
Was it some kind of symbolic gesture gone horribly wrong, a total breakdown? Or was it somehow the ultimate awful expression of their crazy art? We don't know.
And what happened next is almost as telling.
Right, the reaction.
Despite this unbelievable tragedy, the band, the remaining brothers, they decided to keep going.
They rebranded.
Yeah, they called themselves Just Three.
Think about that. After losing your brother like that, the decision is, okay, new band name, carry on.
It's chilling.
It suggests this relentless drive, doesn't it? Maybe the band's identity, built on pushing limits, just consumed everything else. Even grief, it seems.
More safety.
More safety, yeah. It's almost like the tragedy itself became folded into their extreme performance art. Disturbingly so.
You'd imagine after something like Vietnam, any sane person would just stop, or at least, you know, film in a studio.
You'd think. A major course correction seems logical, right?
Yeah, but no. The sources show they just kept going down this path, maybe even accelerated, still seeking out these highly dangerous, unconventional locations.
Like they were drawn to it.
Exactly. So just 4 years later, 1973, after losing Nick in Vietnam, they decide to film their next video for the song The Island Is My Friend.
Okay.
We're on North Sentinel Island.
Wait, North Sentinel Island, the one with the uncontacted tribe, the one famous for attacking outsiders.
That's the one. One of the most isolated, genuinely dangerous places on the entire planet.
But why? Even back then, people knew about the Sentinelese. They knew how hostile they were to any contact.
Right. It wasn't a secret.
So what possible reason, what perceived need could drive them there? Especially after Vietnam. It just screams recklessness.
Or something darker.
Yeah. It feels like a willful disregard for survival. As if the previous tragedy wasn't a warning, but, I don't know, like fuel for something even more dangerous.
And the outcome. It's just as chilling. And again, it's documented, adding another piece to this awful puzzle. During the filming attempt, Dick Overstreet was hit by an arrow.
Oh, God. Hit by an arrow.
Yeah. The crew, the remaining brothers, they had to flee the island fast. Had to abandon him.
They left him there.
They had to. And the report includes this harrowing detail. They saw him being dragged away into the jungle by the islanders.
Dragged into the jungle.
Yeah. It's not speculation. It's presented as the second documented, irrefutable, bizarre end for one of the brothers.
So Dick's disappearance.
Yeah.
It's just cold, unresolved, taken.
Exactly. Adds this whole other layer of dread.
That phrase, pulled into the island.
Mm.
It's primal horror, isn't it? He wasn't just lost. He was taken. It feels almost ritualistic.
It does.
It's not just another death, it's an erasure. And it mirrors the strangeness of Nick's death in Vietnam, in a way. Both so specific, so violent, so tied to these extreme filming choices.
Mm-hmm.
It forces you to look for a pattern, doesn't it? Mm. Is it just incredibly bad luck?
Mm.
Or is it something else? Yeah. Some trajectory they were locked into.
The odds seem stacked against coincidence at this point.
The sheer unlikelihood of two brothers dying in such distinct, yet equally bizarre and violent ways while making music videos. It's what makes this case so uniquely disturbing.
So after North Sentinel, two brothers gone in these just horrific, very public ways. The sources say the last two, Rick and Cletus, finally quit music.
Understandable, really. More than understandable.
They stepped back completely, vanished from the public eye. Seemed like they were choosing a quieter life, finally. Away from all that extremity.
And that withdrawal itself is significant. This band, this phenomenon just evaporates.
Yeah.
Sometimes the story isn't in the details. It's in the silence, isn't it? In the absence, they're huge and then gone.
But there's one final really unsettling detail.
Oh.
Our sources mention Rick and Cletus tried something else. They started a record label in New York.
Okay, that makes sense. Staying in the industry, but behind the scenes.
Seems logical. But here's the line tucked away in the report. But that would be short-lived.
Short-lived, yep. Meaning...
That's it. No explanation. No public closure. Just the venture stopped. Abruptly. Unexplained. The trail just goes completely cold.
Wow. So even their attempt at a normal life, away from the band's extremes, just fizzled out into nothing. with no record.
Seems like it.
That kind of cements the pattern, doesn't it? It's this complete withdrawal followed by this undocumented end to even their business venture.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a band breakup. It's a family, a whole story, just receding into silence, first through these awful tragedies, and then just absence.
Yeah.
The Dino story, it's like this bizarre, stark warning about artistic extremism, maybe.
Hmm.
How chasing the unconventional, the shocking, can lead to just self-destruction and erasure.
Leaving only questions.
Right. Unsettling questions instead of a legacy. You're left wondering, was the world too much for them, or were they just too much for the world?
And that's where the documented journey of the Dinos ends. Not with a final chord, but with silence. From this incredible rise as quadruplet stars through these increasingly strange and fatal incidents, to the final two just vanishing from public record. It defies any easy explanation.
It really does. The sequence, laid out like this, it presents this peculiar, deeply disturbing pattern. It's hard to just write it off as misfortune.
It feels like more than that.
There's that consistent thread.
Mm-hmm.
Extreme risk.
Yeah.
Followed by these specific violent consequences. And then
yeah.
Silence. Absence. Mm-hmm. It goes from sensational to horrific to just unknown.
Devoid.
So as you think about this case, this cold case in the music world, consider the sequence.
Mm-hmm.
What patterns, if any, do you really see in these documented events? What could they possibly hint at beyond just bad luck or ambition gone wrong?
What explains that consistent path towards self-destruction ending in complete silence?
Exactly. What could explain it?
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.